Today we continue talking about the change in the default nature. By default, I mean the natural heart. In other words, a person can be converted and give their heart to Jesus and be baptized, and the Holy Spirit fills us. But the process of changing us goes on for the rest of our life, because still we have a default carnal nature that needs to be overcome, and the Holy Spirit helps us with that. When I was a little boy, I used to think about what heaven would be like. What would it be like to live throughout eternity? I couldn't imagine going throughout eternity and always having right thoughts and never doing something wrong, because I made mistakes. And I thought, I will pollute heaven, because there's no way by resolution I can just continue and do the right thing throughout eternity. Well, as I became an adult and started to study some of these passages in the Bible, I realized that we will not have to fight a carnal nature in eternity. The Bible teaches something different. In fact, it says in Romans, the 8th chapter, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now, some people mistakenly say the law of sin and death, that's the Ten Commandments. It condemns us. It's not talking about the Ten Commandments here. It's talking about two natures, the law of the Spirit and the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is what we call the carnal nature. And so this chapter talks about the conflict between these two natures. And that's why Paul said, I believe it is in Romans 7, the previous chapter, he talked about the fight that goes on within us. The thing that we know to do, sometimes we don't do. And we have this conflict of two natures. We realize that we're sinners, even though we're committed to Jesus Christ. We still have a battle going on. Why is the battle going on? Because we have a nature of choice, the nature of the Spirit, and we have a default nature, which is the carnal nature. And so there's a conflict within this. The Bible says when we have access again to the proper tree, that is the tree of life, in eternity, something will change. It will heal us. Even the leaves are for the healing of the nations, or the healing of the peoples. Our carnal nature will be gone, and our default nature will be selfless love. Can you imagine? In other words, we won't have any tendencies toward evil. The evil things will no longer attract us. In fact, it's interesting that in the epistle of 1 John, it talks about 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Those three categories pretty well cover all sins. And it says, and the world is passing away. In other words, someday it won't be here like it is now. And also its lusts are passing away. The desires that we have for wrong, which we all have, even the desires will be passing away. We will no longer long for things that are wrong. Why? Because our natures will be changed from a carnal nature of selfishness to a nature of love and unselfishness. And we will love righteousness and hate evil. It says in Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, God said, I will put a new heart within you. He promised this to ancient Israel. And this is what he plans to do. He says in Ezekiel 36, 26, moreover, I will give you a new heart, meaning mind, and put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my command, my ordinances. In other words, through God's Spirit, he's going to change us, change our very natures. It's interesting that many people will lose out on heaven because they can't let go of a favorite sin. And yet we're told by the Bible in 1 John that in heaven we'll no longer have a longing for that sin. So they're hanging on to something they wouldn't have there and losing out on eternity as a result. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.